Hey friends, welcome to the Victor Marks Podcast with Victor Marks, founder of All Things Possible Ministries. Welcome to the show where we bring you real conversations faced with life's hard truths, stories of redemption, and the latest from the front lines. Whether you're on the road, getting your day started, or finally settling in, we've got an exciting new episode planned for you. So let's dive in to today's show.
Thank you for joining us here on the Victor Marks Show. Victor is on deployment. My name is Frank Sontag, and Victor has asked me to kind of sit in and fill in the gap if I can even do that. Nobody can replace Victor, obviously, but I've got a few years' experience in this medium, and one of the ideas was that I can interview some of those behind the scenes at All Things Possible Ministries. My guest on the phone is a dear brother. We actually did an interview recently, and I asked him to come back for part two. Jeff Teagues is a counterterrorism expert, also counterinsurgency, served more than a quarter of a century in the U.S. Army Special Operations. He's also Chief Operating Officer here at All Things Possible Ministries. And Jeff, welcome back to the Victor Marks Show.
Well, Frank, special thanks to you. You've honored us with your time, and you are completely blessing us with your talents. So we can't thank you enough.
Well, the blessing is mine, and I thank you as well. And let's spend a moment just for those that may have missed our previous interview, talk a little bit about part of your role as Chief Operating Officer at ATP.
So, you know what I think is important when people read my bio is that lifestyle as a soldier, as a planner, as a strategist, as a tactician has really become part of me, part of my blood. And the Special Forces motto is De Oppresso Liber, which means to free the oppressed. So that is also something, as I worked in that space for years, I began to realize it wasn't just a mere motto, that it really became part of who I was. So different from a lot of the men and women that are in the military, and they don't find a new purpose and passion, I've been able to translate my purpose and passion that I found serving in the U.S. Army here with ATP and working the humanitarian side of things, solving difficult problems, working the counter-sex trafficking around the globe, the counter-pedophile work. And then, of course, I love planning and strategy and tactics. So it is a dream job for me. You know, ATP has influence in corners all around the globe and a fascinating connection to our audience, and really pick and choose the problems that we think God is calling us to jump into and help find solutions for.
I want to jump into more specifics in a few moments about maybe some of the operations that you've done, but I think for the listeners, it would be very beneficial if we spend just a moment or two talking about not only your relationship with Victor, but how you two ended up beginning this partnership at ATP. How did you meet Victor Marks originally?
So we met through a mutual friend. So Victor was working in the counter-sex trafficking space already. I was working in the counter-sex trafficking space. And what's funny, Frank, is we met on a video call. I just happened to be at a friend's house in Virginia who was having a meeting with Victor on some other issues. He said, hey, would you like to sit in and meet this guy and hear what we had to talk about? So my very first interaction with Victor, I felt so strongly that we had a connection. I found a kindred spirit, and that I felt like God was whispering in my ear that I want you two to work together. But he had other things going. I had my thing. He had his thing. We bumped into each other a few times. And over the years, we found ways to collaborate very specifically with the efforts that he and ATP were doing in Iraq with recovering the Yazidi girls and the sex slaves from ISIS, and even just the other trauma victims as ISIS continued to hold territory in northern Iraq and western Iraq. So Vic's trips back and forth to Iraq and Syria, I was part of some of those as a consulting side, as an advisor side. And as God's timing would have it, here this past fall, we partnered up in a much more formal and official way, and he invited me to come in as the chief operating officer, and we've been just running nonstop since then.
Now, speaking of running nonstop, one of the areas that you went out into the field with Victor was you were just recently, and I don't think we talked much about this in the previous interview, you were at the border of Texas and Mexico, and immigration is in and out of the news, and we don't necessarily have to get all that political, but I think being boots on the ground and hands-on, I would love you to share a little bit with our listeners about what you and Victor saw at the border and any observations that may be beneficial to talk about on this, the Victor Marks Show.
So when we went down to the border a couple of months ago, we were there facilitated through the National Guard, because there's still this very strange limitation for Border Patrol that it's a gag order. They're not able to work with or through any other entities. There's a real clampdown happening from Washington, D.C., which I find quite unsettling. But we found other ways to get to the border. It was largely through the National Guard and some other organizations that supported us. And we were there on the front lines watching these families, a lot of them women and children, crossing the river. And we were there with the National Guard to be first contact with Americans. And it was absolutely staggering to see them, the relief that they felt that they were in the United States, the joy that they felt. And we could only guess what that journey had entailed. And we talked to them and we interviewed them, and we knew that there was abuse, physical, sexual abuse. We knew that was all rampant. We didn't quite have a full understanding of what these folks went through. Mm-hmm. Well, Frank, yesterday I talked to Chuck, and he's been following a group of people through Central America that are now poised on the southern border of Mexico. So they're on the Guatemala-Mexico border, and they're getting ready to enter into Mexico for that long trek to get to the U.S. southern border. And this group of people that he's been following for a couple months through Central America and South America, they've already lost 1 out of 7 of their group.
Wow.
1 out of 7 of them are already dead. Wow. From the trek, from the dangers and the violence that they endure on the trek. So when we're seeing them on the U.S. southern border, I could imagine what they had gone through. But these numbers that Chuck is seeing and validating, 1 out of 7 of them has already died. And every single woman of age in this group of people that he is following their journey has been raped. Some of the younger girls that are underage, they've been spared. But every single woman has been raped, and they've lost 1 out of 7 to death. That is a staggering number that I don't understand how the United States is assuming some of that responsibility with our failed policies and our inability to really address this problem at its core.
Jeff Teagues is with us. He is the Chief Operating Officer here at All Things Possible Ministries. My name is Frank Sontag. I'm sitting in for Victor. This is the Victor Marks Show. A very resourceful website to find out more about what we do here would be VictorMarks.com. Please reach out to us. Let us know how we can serve you or help you. Jeff, I had a conversation, switching gears a little bit, with a good friend of mine who has a ministry in Las Vegas, and his focus is in the area of sex trafficking. And without going into great detail, I just check in with him from time to time, and I asked him recently how he's doing, how's the ministry. And he, in essence, said he was in a season of being very angry about what he is seeing, what's kind of been allowed to continue on. He told me a couple of horror stories. So I know part of what you and Victor have been doing in recent times at ATP is getting into this field and arresting or getting involved in stopping predators. So let me ask the first of at least two questions. Up until recently, it was almost as if this type of topic was not even talked much about. Like we kind of looked the other way, or even in the professional church, sex trafficking, oh my gosh, we can't even go there. Can we talk a bit more about maybe a denial of this, and then we can talk about how we can get more into absolutely helping solve some of the realities of what we are witnessing right now?
Frank, we have experienced a perfect storm of sex trafficking potential right now. So I've been coming up on retirement, going to be 6 years. I've been studying this problem for about 8 or 9 years, up to my neck in it for the last 6 years. And things are getting worse. So while the idea of sex trafficking, people are beginning to understand it a little more, like it's actually in the public discourse, the apathy is ever higher.
Yep.
So, you know, you can't disassociate the over-sexualization of our culture with how permissive it is to sell women, you know, and to sell sex and to purchase sex. So there's that side of it. As we continue to move more and more towards this sexualized culture, you're just going to see more and more of this exploitation. But part of this perfect storm that has happened within the past year is, one, the isolation from COVID. So you've got millions of children that are stuck indoors, and they're finding that connection online. And the predators, these pimps, these traffickers, these pedophiles, they have had an ever-growing pool of lonely and vulnerable children to reach out to and begin to establish these false relationships with. So I think it's only the tip of the iceberg right now, as we come out of COVID, to see how much manipulation has occurred behind closed doors, as mom and dad thought, you know, their kids were doing their homework or whatever. The predators have been in overdrive reaching children. And then what's coupled with that, like I said, is the cultural decline over the past couple of years with defund the police and how we are creating bigger problems in certain sectors than actually exist. So as we're moving to restructure the police or defund the police, and COVID has bankrupted many different cities, there are fewer and fewer counter-sex trafficking professionals on the ground. And there are more and more opportunities for these predators to find and lure more and more lonely, young, vulnerable people. We have an absolute... the ingredients for a terrible fire to take root. And we're beginning to see it already. We're beginning to see the growth of the exploitation. The escort sites are back up. Women and children are being purchased for sex at a higher degree. The jails aren't holding our pedophiles. So pedophiles that are out on parole and probation, you know, they can reoffend and they're not going back to jail because we have these limitations with COVID. So I think Americans need to first look internally and right their own house. You know, am I enamored with the sex industry? Mm-hmm. Does sex sell? And if the answer to that is yes, am I buying? Mm-hmm. So clean up your own house first. Clean up your own search engines first. And then look at your community and be prepared to pick up some of the pieces of these young men and women that are being sexually exploited at an ever alarming rate.
Jeff Teagues is with us from All Things Possible Ministries. You know, as you share this, you know me well enough. I and I'm using my words very specifically. I hold in great contempt, and I'm not in this positive thinking or everything is going to be good. I think as men specifically, one of the areas that I despise, even in men's ministry, is men aren't even direct with men. Like calling somebody out when they should be called out. We have all of this confusion and distraction and deception. Spiritual warfare is real. So all that to say this, and I'd love to hear your heart and your expertise. Things are seemingly getting worse. You alluded to we're looking at maybe a fire that's even growing. And yet the reality is half the country says this is nonsense. We stand against this, and yet so many of us seem, helpless, hopeless, unrailed, derailed. So I guess the question of questions is, how can we motivate? How can we teach? How can we say no to this? And like what you and Victor do at the training center, how can we call men to step up and be men and be equipped and fight back and take back territory?
Rick, I think that it begins with each young man and young woman looking at themselves and saying, who am I? Who do I want to be? Who am I called to be? And there are some universalities. I mean, the beauty is God has created us in different races with different talents, with different ideas, different cultures. But I believe there are some fundamental truths that we're beginning to water down. And I believe that men are put on this earth to be protectors. You know, I would say provider and protector, but if I had to pick one of those, it would be protector. Because, again, in this day and age, with technology and everything, there are plenty of women that are assuming that role of the provider.
Yep.
But I don't care how advanced we get. A man was put on this planet to protect his family and to protect his community. And if you're not feeling that calling, I think you need to do some soul searching and really hear what you're missing. I think that is every single man on the planet is called to protect others. And I think sometimes we're displacing that calling because we're going overboard with how we believe we need to protect animals or how we need to protect the environment. And we're jumping right past what is the obvious. We need to protect our own families. We need to protect our own communities. And to me, that's what this counter-sex trafficking, counter-pedophile work is we're protecting that next generation. So my hope is, Frank, in this confusion, in this gender confusion, in this role confusion, in this, you know, everything, you know, is what you think it should be. I think we're failing this next generation so much that they're going to be returning to some of these tried and true principles that have been going on since the beginning of mankind. These traditional roles and these traditional levels of commitment when it comes to marriage and family and hard work and protection. I'm hoping we're going to see some of that backlash. And there's some research out there right now that this group of kids coming through high school and entering college, they're beginning to rebel against the sexual revolution. They're beginning to rebel against anything goes. And they may be returning to some of these things, dare I say, traditional values. But what I mean by that are these values that have been understood to be capital T truths and constants through the history of mankind. Mm.
Jeff, we've got about 5 minutes, and I literally have a whole array of thoughts and questions in my mind, but this is the most prominent one. And I kind of want to stay on task here, but it may sound like a little bit of a detour, and it goes like this. You have spent a large portion of your life in the counterterrorism field and counterinsurgency. You served our country. You were in the U.S. Army Special Operations Force. And yet in this new season that you've alluded to, God is honing you and internally transforming you into like a new battle, a new area of warriorship, if you will. So if you can try to just maybe talk a little bit about your own walk now, disciplines that maybe you do, you know, do you wake up in the morning, do you read the Bible? I mean, just to speak deeply into those listening right now by which your walk, your expertise, your life in the Lord is ever changing and being stronger. And I think your example and your willingness to share anything along those lines would really help maybe some listening right now that may have no idea what's going on in the world, and they're confused or they've been taken off the battlefield. They don't even know we're in a battle, let alone who the enemy is. And I would just love to share some of your walk with those listening right now.
Frank, I think I'd return right to where we left off with a role. What is your role? What is my role? And this is something that I literally think about every single day. And I remember even when I was a kid, I had this role of a protector or a leader. You know, I'm a relatively small guy. I'm short, you know, I'm average looking. I'm of average build. You know, I had glasses when I was young. But even at a young age, I remember being astonished that I had a leadership responsibility, that I didn't know why I had it, but I took it seriously. I had a responsibility to be a protector. I mean, I can think vividly of these times when I was in grade school and people were teasing other kids. You know, back then, even when we had the special needs kids that were in school with us and people would make fun of them. I felt like I needed to be that protector. So I feel like I've really known my role ever since I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. But like you're saying, that role evolves, you know, and now I'm in my 50s And I'm looking to now inspire and motivate and equip other young men and women and Americans and even people outside of the United States on how to find their role. And so I do my routines. I wouldn't say I'm the most disciplined. I mean, there's a physical fitness aspect to it. There's a mental and emotional aspect to it. So again, with this idea of these roles, Frank, one of the things that I will admit to folks is I'm just now getting back to that role of husband. So I poured an inordinate amount of energy into my life as a soldier, and thank God my wife has stood by me, and we are now empty nesters, and I am returning to bolster up that role of a husband. So one thing I'd want to tell our listeners out there is it's never too late. It's never too late to be a better husband. It's never too late to be a better soldier. It's never too late to be a better father. Don't be so hard on yourself. If you are really trying to follow God's path, you can't do everything great at once. But never give up on those people around you. So even as my day-to-day is completely absorbed by all things possible and the missions that we have around the globe, there's time for my boys, and there's time for my wife, and there's time for my faith walk with God. And that's the level of discipline that every man just needs to find in their life.
Amen. Jeff Teagues is with us from All Things Possible Ministries. Jeff, in the couple moments we have, if you just want to share maybe if there is something about what's going on at ATP, or you want to invite the listeners, obviously, to get more involved, either coming to the training center or blessing us financially or just becoming more interested in all of the many ways in which ATP is out there serving God in the way that All Things Possible Ministries is called to share. I mean, it's a ministry by which, safe to say, it's not like ATP is just in one field. You're all over children, sex trafficking, marriages, manhood. So anything you want to share about ATP, and maybe if there's something to come, and anything else you want to share on your heart, I know those listening to the Victor Marks Show right now would be grateful.
Frank, I would say that we are absolutely honored to be the vanguard for all of these people that support ATP. Okay, I joined the Army when I was 17 years old. That's all I know. And other people have created wealth. They've created experiences. So when people support ATP, it is such a heavy responsibility on Victor and Eileen and myself and the team to be stewards of those gifts and have them work. So we say here that we desire to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And also, Frank, what I think some people appreciate from us is Jesus can make a fist. Sometimes it is our responsibility to be that fist of Jesus. And I'm not necessarily saying, through justice or violence, but break through the spiritual barriers or these other barriers that just seem to be up there. So, man, we long to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We are so proud and honored by these faithful followers of ATP that have given us this task. Go forth and do, and just report back and share some of those stories with us. And it's a job of a lifetime.
Oh, amen. Jeff Teagues is Chief Operating Officer here at All Things Possible Ministries. VictorMarks.com is the website to go to. And brother, I hope and pray that I will see you and Victor soon. We thank you so much for all you do in God's kingdom. And thank you for saying, I've never heard anybody say that. Sometimes it's okay to make a fist. I mean, I could spend 27 minutes in doing a show just on that comment in and of itself. So thank you for being a warrior and for being willing to follow our King and helping us make sense out of a world that has gone mad, but God's not missing anything, and he's calling his sons to step up.
Frank, you've absolutely honored us with this work, and I'm looking forward to figuring out ways how we can collaborate even on a deeper level.
Amen. Have a blessed day, brother. Good to hear from you. Jeff Teagues, All Things Possible Ministries. Again, Victor Marks, M-A-R-X, VictorMarks.com is the website to go to. And we are grateful and thankful that you are listening to this, The Victor Marks Show.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode. We'd love to stay connected with you and invite you to the conversation beyond this podcast. You can check out more of the work we're doing around the world at victormarks.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all linked in the show notes. Be sure to drop us a comment in the review section if today's show has impacted you in any way or if there's anything you'd like to hear more of. We're always encouraged to hear from you. Thanks for spending your time with us. Until next time.